Condensate, traps, drains, float switches and code. How a condensate system actually works, why the trap depth depends on whether the coil sits in a negative or positive pressure airstream, primary vs secondary drains, where float slash safety switches go and how they protect the building, the code requirements, by section, and how to find and fix clogs and overflows. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Every cooling coil pulls water out of the air, and a high-efficiency furnace makes water when its flue gas condenses. That water has to be caught, trapped, drained and disposed of without flooding the building. The condensate system is the pan, the trap, the drain line, the secondary protection, and the safety switch that shuts the unit off when something backs up, and it causes more water damage callbacks than almost anything else in the trade. This article is the system itself, the mechanics and the troubleshooting. How it works. Why you need a trap. The coil sits in the cabinet airstream, so the drain pan is at a pressure either below the room negative, coil on the blower's suction side, the typical furnace plus coil setup, or above it positive, coil downstream of the blower. Either way, the blower wants to suck air in through the open drain or blow it out. A trap, a pipe loop holding a plug of water, seals that opening so the blower can't pull air back up the drain, which stops water from ever leaving the pan or blow water out the wrong way. Negative pressure coils need a deeper trap. The part techs get wrong. The trap's water column has to hold against the blower's vacuum before water will flow out. Too shallow, and the suction holds water up in the pan and it overflows with the drain line wide open. The classic drains clear, but it's still flooding call. The deeper the negative static, the deeper the trap. Positive pressure coils need a trap too, but to stop the blower from blowing conditioned air and water out the drain. The drain slopes continuously downhill so water runs out by gravity, no bellies to hold water and grow the slime that plugs it. Secondary protection exists because the primary will eventually clog. A secondary port, an auxiliary pan, or a float switch catches the overflow before it reaches the ceiling. In the field, how to build and protect a condensate system that won't call you back. Trapper the manufacturer. The install instructions specify the arrangement and minimum depth for that cabinet's pressure. When in doubt on a negative coil, deeper beats shallower. Add a vent slash air brake on the downstream side where required so the line drains freely and doesn't airlock or siphon the trap dry. Slope the line continuously to an approved disposal point. No flat runs, no bellies, and not onto the foundation or into something that'll back up. Provide secondary protection. A separate secondary drain off the coil's upper port, an auxiliary pan under the unit with its own drain, or a float water level safety switch. On a critical install attic over a finished ceiling, use more than one. Place float switches where they'll catch a backup. The coil's secondary drain port trips when the primary backs up and the coil pan fills. An inline T in the primary line trips when the line itself clogs, or the auxiliary pan last line of defense. Wire the flow to actually shut cooling off. It interrupts the 24 volts control circuit commonly in series with Y, or the R leg, so a rising level stops the unit from making more water. Then test it. Lift the float or pour water in the pan and confirm the unit shuts down. There's a switch installed, isn't the switch works? Neutralize acidic furnace condensate where it'll contact materials acid attacks. High efficiency condensate is mildly acidic and eats metal drains and some pipe over time. Normal values and targets. Trap depth negative coil, deep enough to hold against the unit's negative static. Manufacturer spec driven. The higher the static, the deeper the loop. Shallow traps fail on high static systems. Drain slope, continuous downward pitch commonly about 1/8 per foot or more. Never flat or uphill, no bellies. Drain size, size to drain freely. Residential primaries are commonly 3/4, don't neck it down. Float switch, must de-energize cooling when water rises. Verify it actually stops the unit. Furnace condensate pH, acidic low single digits. Neutralize before it contacts vulnerable materials. Secondary protection. Required where overflow would cause damage. Common faults and what they mean. Pan overflows but the drain line is clear to trap too shallow for the negative static blower holds the water up. No trap. Or an airlock with no vent. Retrap deeper slash add the vent. Drained fine for years. Now flooding to biofilm slash algae clog in the trap or line. Clear it and treat the pan. Water in the emergency pan slash ceiling stain to primary plugged. Secondary protection caught it good or didn't exist bad. Clear the primary. Confirm slash add a float switch. Unit randomly shuts off and cooling to float switch tripped on a rising level. A partial clog is starting. Don't bypass it. Find why water is rising. Trap dries out. musty smell or a whistle at the drain to trap lost its seal evaporated in the off-season or siphoned and the blower is pulling air through the open drain. Reprime. Add a vent if it's siphoning. Corroded drain under a 90% plus furnace to acidic condensate. No neutralizer. Add 1. Replace the eaten section. Furnace locks out on the pressure switch with water in the trap to condensate isn't draining wrong slash clog trap. For the pressure side, backing water into the inducer slash collector. You'll chase it as an ignition fault when it's a plug drain. Tech tips and gotchas. Match the trap to the pressure side. Negative coil equals deeper trap to beat the suction. Positive coil equals trap to stop blowout. Getting this backward or building a generic shallow trap on a high static air handler is the number one clear drain. Still flooding call. A float switch is the cheapest insurance in the trade. A flooded finished ceiling costs more than every drain part you'll ever buy. Put one in. Wire it to actually kill cooling and test it. And don't bypass a tripped one to get cooling back. It tripped because water rose. Bypassing it removes the only thing between a partial clog and a ceiling repair. **** blow the line clear from the outdoor end. Then treat the pan. **** the CO2 cartridge or wet slash dry vac at the termination pulls the slug out instead of packing it tighter. Then add pan tablets so it doesn't regrow. And reprime the trap with water before you leave. Pitch matters more than size. A big line with a belly still clogs. A correctly sloped 3/4 line stays clear. Safety slash code notes. Condensate disposal is governed by the Mechanical Code Section 307 in jurisdictions adopting the Mechanical Code. Indiana enforces the Mechanical Code and IRC. It requires disposal to an approved point and secondary slash auxiliary protection where overflow would cause damage. The IRC carries parallel provisions for dwellings. Cite the section. Exact requirements come from the adopted edition and the AHJ. Secondary protection is a code requirement, not an upgrade. Where a leak would damage the building, the classic attic over finished ceiling install, a float switch and slash or auxiliary pan satisfies it. Acidic furnace condensate corrodes metal drains and some materials. Neutralize before discharge where required. Improper handling causes water damage and mold, so trap correctly. Slope continuously, route to approved disposal, and protect with a tested safety switch.